But for me, no trip to these sales is complete without buying lunch from the CWA at the Omeo Footy Sheds. But can you judge the success of the calf sales by the amount of food sold from the CWA kitchen? Can people still afford to buy lunch after shelling out big money for the calves? I caught up with Kate Cummins, who is the group president of the CWA in the Tambo Valley, while I was buying my lunch yesterday.
Well, we started off very early this morning with sandwiches. So we have made 40 loaves of sandwiches. We have baked about 3 kilos worth of scones. What else have we done? With slices, a couple of fruit cakes, some meringues, some macrooms. Anyway, there's a vast amount of food, and at the moment we've sold 1,200 sandwiches, and we have got about 30 left.
How does that compare to a normal year? Can we judge the calf sales based on your sales here?
I've actually pulled out quite a bit of bread, so I would say that we have sold probably 3/4 of what we would normally sell. So I'd say that the numbers are down quite a bit. Normally at this stage of the game we have nothing left, and we've got quite a bit left this year.
And I'm just looking at my clock. It's about 2:20. I feel like I'm timing you or something. But
yeah, normally at this time people are wandering off for a cup of tea or a beer, and everyone's cup of tea, sandwiches and scones, because it's far, far too early to be even remotely thinking about alcohol.
Have they maybe run out of money? Have they spent all their money on cattle, perhaps?
I think that probably numbers are down slightly, but I also think the cattle prices have been absolutely fantastic, particularly in females, and a lot of people would not have been able to buy.
We're here in the kitchen. There's a lot going on. This is obviously a fundraiser for the CWA. How important is this for your funds each year?
This is our most important fundraiser. We make quite a bit of money from this, and that money then goes back to numerous organisations in the community. We send some of it to Melbourne, so some of it actually goes to the CWA in head office, and they use it for their particular charities which they feature yearly. And last year we were on Batten's disease, the year before it was Alzheimer's. So that's a statewide initiative, but for us we target the ambulances, the bush nurses. A few years ago, I think the little karate club wanted a couple of mats to roll around on, so they asked us. Happy to oblige, so that meant that kids could hit the floor without damaging themselves. We support the hall. There's lots and lots of things, and we also like to be able to help the local schools with prizes. And we also like to be able to assist students who are leaving these schools and going away to study in both tertiary education at a university or TAFE, but also apprenticeships, because we hope that if they do qualify that they may come back to a country area, particularly here.
And it has been a couple of tough years here. How important is the CWA's work at the moment in particular?
Well, I think the CWA have shown their importance in that they have been asked to coordinate the distribution of hampers, to actually go out and assess who was needy, who'd had a terrible time. And CWA in Victoria have done a lot of things, like making quilts. There's an emergency fund to help people out who have been impacted badly by fire. So our money, our state money, actually goes towards helping people who had a lot of trouble. But that's monetary assistance. There's also the actual support, the emotional support that you get when someone comes around and says, you know, how are you going? How are you getting on? I've got a hamper and I've got a quilt for you. And I think that's very important for the people, but it's also very important for their children to show that they are part of a community, and that the community, even though they might not know particular people who are calling, they know that their community is thinking about them and their welfare.
These sales are also quite a morale booster for the town, I imagine. The accommodation providers are full. And out at Hinamunji this morning as well, I was speaking with some people from the Omeo Primary School. They put on lunch out there, so they get a bit of a boost as well. How important is that at the moment, that boost to the town?
I think that the town needs it because we have had the best part of 3 years of drought, and then we had the fires on top of that. People are very, very tired. And I noticed that talking amongst friends, that there just isn't the energy to do a lot of things. There isn't the energy to be running around contributing to a lot of activities. And so a lot of people are just, they're tired. It's a malaise, I guess, and they are not going out and doing a lot.
Kate Cummins there, who is the group president of the Country Women's Association in the Tambo Valley. I caught up with her yesterday.